You are about to hear an excerpt from a new novel by New York Times bestselling writer Susan Dworkin. It's called The Commons, an ecological thriller set 150 years into the future about the perils of good old-fashioned dirt farming in an era of scarcity and worldwide famine. The book's unlikely heroine is Lizzie Corelli, a young aspiring pop singer who almost by accident becomes the voice of an agrarian revolution. Here's Lizzie telling us about her show business grandmother and her grandfather, the crafty old weatherman. Our reader is Melissa Wolf.
It may not seem fair, but I am Grandma's favorite grandchild. The others are all farmers, which is really great for them, because in the year 2165 in North America, nobody is richer than your average farmer. But me? I have chosen not to work on the family farm, because I can sing. I'm actually really good. Grandma says I sing even better than she did, and she was, in her day, a famous singer of jingles on the old public web. Grandma says that with training and discipline and a little bit of luck, I could be a real superstar and every bit as rich as your average farmer. Grandma just celebrated her 120th birthday. She's still strong, still gorgeous. I love to hear her stories about the days before the corporation became the government and people were called citizens instead of shareholders, when Florida and Louisiana and old LA were still above water, when people only lived to 85 or 90 and they were allowed to eat 3 full meals a day instead of 1 plus 4 snacks. Amazing times. Grandma's name is Foxy. She owns a restaurant in New LA called Foxy's, where dinner comes a-singing. The restaurant is a nostalgia den, filled with memorabilia from Broadway-era live musical shows. Of course, this era ended when New York flooded, but many of the artifacts remain. My mom, who is an antique dealer, says they are now quite collectible. Old footage of actors in action streams continuously around the lobby walls. Some tables have ancient theater seats around them, with these formerly famous puppets seated on them, just like customers. They will sing any show tune you select if you deposit the rental fee and press their belly buttons. While the waiters serve you dinner at Foxy's, they perform musical numbers from shows that Grandma went to see when she was a little girl. Say your waitress is Julieta. She brings your soup, then races up to the stage and belts out, for example, a song called Master of the House, from the days when individual families actually had standalone houses. Amazing! Then, amid wild applause, Julieta rushes back to your table, clears the soup bowls, and serves the chicken. She's excited, breathless, even a little sweaty. And unlike the chicken, which was printed in a lab and never actually breathed at all, she is real, living, and singing, and serving right in front of you. And you get her performance for absolutely no extra cost with your meal. When I asked Grandma what gave her this wonderful idea, she answered, "In life, my darling, as in art, you gotta have a gimmick." The last man Grandma was married to was a fella called Eddie Bright. He is my mom's father, therefore, he is my grandpa. Although I had never met him, I knew he had been famous as a weatherman on the old public web. People trusted him. They called him Eddie Bright, the farmer's friend. Every storm he predicted actually happened. But then during the famine wars, when all able-bodied people were fighting to keep the raiders away from our food supplies, Eddie went crazy in the middle of the weather report and attacked the corporation for hoarding grain to keep the supply low and the price high, causing people and animals around the world to starve, which set off the famine wars in the first place. Mom says it was a stupid thing for Grandpa Eddie to do. I think it was brave. Grandpa Eddie was fired from his job on the old public web and charged with libel or treason or something. Rather than show up in court and be convicted, he simply disappeared, just like the old public web. Now he is officially classified as a fugitive from justice. Every once in a while, Grandpa Eddie will put out some copies of an illegal newsletter, on paper, if you can believe that, attacking the corporation or the Chinese Empire or the caliph of the new Ottoman orbit. He drops the newsletters from the wings of swallows. They are immediately scooped up by all the farmers, not so much because of their politics, because of course nobody really thinks anybody can overthrow the corporation or the empire or the caliph, but because they also contain the most accurate weather report available anywhere. The newsletters disappear into people's socks and underwear. They are buried or eaten. That is such an amazing thing about paper. I mean, the way it can be made to vanish forever. And although nobody will admit to having read the newsletters, all the farmers wait impatiently for another issue to drop out of the sky so they can know when the next hurricane is going to make landfall. Grandpa Eddie abandoned his money when he became a fugitive. That's how Grandma Foxy got the capital to open Foxy's, where dinner comes a-singing. Grandma has promised that someday she will tell me the whole story of Eddie Bright. She gets a longing look on her face when somebody mentions him, like she misses him. I wonder whether he misses her, too. And Mom. And me. I wonder whether he maybe thinks about us sometimes.
You have just heard Melissa Wolfe reading an excerpt from Susan Dworkin's new novel, The Commons. It is available in local bookstores as well as on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle editions. This has been a presentation of Divided Light Projects, copyright 2017 by Susan Dworkin.